Heartbeat.
So he tells you that you've got to put off, and he puts it in the command, which is interesting. He tells you you've got to put it off, and you've got to lay it aside. Now here's what's important. In Colossians, the third chapter, in Colossians, third chapter, he says, and now you also put them all aside. Put them all aside. And he puts this in the imperative, and that's a main verb. Now here's what's important. Over on your, at point two, where I left last time, at point two, he tells you, well, I tell you, I don't know that he tells you, but I tell you, that we have the idea of a command to put off from oneself. Notice it's an on the next page. It's an aorist middle imperative, and it's a main verb. It's at the top of your next page. All right? And now put them all aside. The word put off from oneself, put off from oneself, the middle voice is why it's oneself. Aorist middle imperative. The imperative is command. We are commanded to put off. And the middle voice is what we call a reflexive middle. It means to put off from yourself. This is, it's like changing your own clothes. See? You're to do this to yourself. You are to take this off. Why? Because it's in conflict with the directive will of God in your life. The Bible says, do not do that. And you're doing it. The Bible says, don't do it. The Bible says, do this, and you won't do it. Doesn't matter how it goes. Here he says, so he puts an aorist middle imperative. The aorist tense is, they call it punctiliar. They call it a point in time divorced from time. But it means finished action in past time. So it means that when you have an aorist tense, it's a completed action in past time that's right there at a point. You can always go back to that point. And it's finished point. So he says that at this point, and you can have, this point can go, like your point could be this year, it could be next year, it could be this week, it could be next week. But whenever it is, it's an aorist point. So here's what he says. Whenever this aorist is necessary, this aorist point means I want something done. I want it done now, and I want it done this way, right there. And every time that comes up, I want it done that way. Look, I want your bedroom cleaned. Here's my mother. Ronnie, I want your bedroom cleaned. Now here's what mother does. She spends 2 hours with me to tell me and show me what she means by clean. She don't write it down. She don't hope that I've somehow figured out what she meant. My mama, she spent whatever it took to show me what my mama meant by a clean room. And she would say, okay, we're doing this. Do you understand it? Yeah. Okay, we're doing this. Do you understand it? Yeah. When we got done, mother said, now do you understand, son, when I tell you clean up your room, you understand what I mean? And if I didn't, I know I better go, well, I'm not quite sure about how you wanted the bed. Look, because I knew I'd better have that thing right, because listen, I'm going to go through that two-hour deal again. Over one little thing that I didn't do the way she wanted, I was going to go through the whole two-hour program again for one little. So if I knew, as a little boy, I knew I'd better make sure, well, Mom, I'm not quite sure, is this exactly how you want it? Okay? Because she always made me understand it was her house, it was her room, I was a guest. And when I would say, well, I think it's my room, she would go like, I haven't got no money from you. I don't see your name on anything. I don't see you come up. Do you have any idea what this house costs me per month? No, ma'am. Well, this is, and she wouldn't mind telling me, this is what it costs. You want to, listen, your room is one of eight. You want me to prorate it? Can you figure that out, son? If you want to give me one-eighth of the cost here, then you can have this little room and do with it what you want as long as you don't tear it down. But you can come, this is my room, I'll fix it, and you just do it the way you want. One-eighth of the cost. That's the aorist tense. when my mama said, this is how I want it done, and she showed me the directive will of God, she showed me exactly how she wanted it. I don't care about your attitude. I don't care. I want to see it. When I knock on that, I want to walk in. I want to, when I say I don't want you to leave the house and get on the bus until your room is clean, that's what I mean. If I say to you, I want your bed made before you get on the bus, that's different. You understand? That's the aorist tense. When I understand what she wants, that's the aorist tense. And when she says cleans the room, that's the aorist tense. Every time she says clean the room, I know that's the aorist tense. I spent 2 hours knowing what she means. That's the aorist tense. And whenever that aorist tense comes, it means finished action because I know what's expected or what's supposed to be done. That's the directive will of God. God does the same thing, just does it with a better attitude, I think, than my mama. But let me, I learned, it didn't matter what attitude my mother gave me. It didn't take me long to learn. She don't have to give me a good attitude. I just got to give her action. Now, apparently my attitude mattered, but hers didn't. So that's the aorist tense. Now listen, the aorist tense means that every time that it's necessary to put it off, this is what you've got to know to put it off. That's why it's mechanics. The aorist, apparently, my mother, she said, when she put the command down on me, she already had put the aorist on me. You understand? When she said, I want your room clean, she had already shown me in the aorist tense what it meant to clean the room. That's good parenting, by the way. Let me tell you, I never had to figure out what my mother wanted from me. She made it very that made me a healthy person. In my mother's eyes. Now, that's the aorist imperative. Did you get the aorist imperative? See, it's not that difficult to understand, except in a textbook. The aorist tense is very difficult to understand in a textbook. But I just made that thing very simple because I make that big money to be able to do that. Now, it says to put off. Now, what we've got to understand, what's that mean? My job is to give you that 2 hours. My job is to tell you what the aorist is. I don't have to tell you what the command is. I've got to tell you what the aorist is. The aorist says a finished work or a finished something. It's finished action past time that is to be expected every time because of command. Are you with me? All right. So he says to put off. Here's what he says. And he says to put these off. And then in verse 8 he tells you, to put them off. In verse 10 he tells you to put, and this is old man. And then in verse 10 he tells you to put on new man. Okay? Tells you to put on the new man. Now here's what I want to show you, mechanics. Because an aorist middle imperative. Take it off for myself. Other people are not supposed to come and take it off for me. See, when my mother came in the room, she didn't clean my room. She spanked my butt. And my spanked butt cleaned the room. She didn't go, oh baby, I know you had a hard day at school. Let mama do it for you. Hey, if I had a rough day at a football game Saturday morning, she would roll out of bed and say, is your room clean? I go, well, you know, I won the ball game. You know, I played and... She would tell me, you didn't play football for me. You must be playing it for somebody else. Maybe some of the girls in the school, because you're sure not playing it for me. What do I know about football? What do I care about football? Play it for yourself, boy. Don't tell me that. Get out of that bed. I don't care what you did on Friday night. Get out of bed and clean your room. So, here it is. If you have an aorist middle imperative, that's the main verb. I've got three participles on mechanics. When you have an aorist imperative and then you have aorist participles, the action of the aorist participle precedes the action of the main verb as a rule, the action of an aorist participle always precedes the action of the main verb unless the main verb is aorist. And it can't get ahead of an aorist because an aorist is finished action in past time. You can't get ahead of it. And so it occurs at the same time. It occurs in the finished action of past time. Are you with me? Now watch. He gives you three participles. He puts two of them in the aorist and one in the present. I put them on the paper for you. The action of these participles, action of all three of the participles, are occurring at the same time, the main verb. He tells you to put off from yourself and he commands it. Then he says, here's what he means. While at the same time laying aside from oneself, notice that's an aorist middle participle, and he lists six things in verses 8 and 9. So he says, here's a command. Take off from yourself. And he's going to he lists them. Now watch what he says. He says, well, at the same time, laying aside, and he lists six things. And it's whatever's in conflict. And he's talking in general terms he's talking in specific terms to a church that has been culturally Greek or Gentile. And then he goes, well, at the same time putting on oneself. And he puts an aorist middle participle. See, the command is not to put on here. The command is to put off. And the mechanics is how to put on. See, it's part of the mechanics. I've got to come to a place where I go like, enough's enough. Other than having somebody else tell me that. And my wife goes like, enough's enough. Or my boss, enough's enough. Or somebody else. It has to be in me. I've got to go like, enough's enough. I'm going to take this off myself. I'm going to stop behaving this way. I'm going to stop feeling this way. You know, it's volitional. I'm going to stop doing that. This is hurting me. It's hurting relationship. This is crazy. Why am I doing this? Oh man, cosmos not about the answer. Because you're caught up into a whole mindset that's not doctrinal. And so he says, well, at the same time, lay aside, and he lists the things that must be laid aside. There's always a list. While at the same time putting on oneself, and he gives you a list of eight things. Now watch that. Watch that. And he gives you a list of eight things. When he starts, so he says, look, you got to go from verse 10 all the way down to verse 14 where he says, I want you to put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing, forbearing with one another, and forgiving, and love. You see, he tells you, here he gives you a list of what you got to take off. He gives you a list of what you got to put on. You understand that? There's a list that goes off. There's a list that comes on. And the reason is because there's conflict in you. There's conflict over the directive will of God. There's a conflict because Christ is what is dominating your life is you. And what the image that everybody's getting from you is your self-interest. And they're not finding the interest of Christ in you. That's why in Colossians 3:1 he says, set your mind on things above, not things below. That's why Jesus said to Peter, you're setting your mind on the interest of man and not on God. And so, while you're commanded to put off from yourself, your mechanics are in the participles. You're to lay aside at the same time, that's mechanical, you're to lay aside, and he lists these six things. While at the same time you're to put on, he lists things. While at the same, and this is for the church, while at the same time receiving the renewing, he puts it a present passive participle. The passive voice is not, this is not benefiting in the process of putting off oneself or putting on oneself, is taking off my coat and putting on my coat. A different coat, taking off the old coat and putting on the new coat. But the passive voice is me receiving by the grace of God. The passive voice is the voice of grace. And the present tense is continuous action. Therefore, he's talking about, and notice he changed from the aorist, he went to a present passive participle. And the present, the passive voice means that I've got to receive this. I've got to receive this renewing. You know how it's going to come? It's going to come through the ministry of the Word of God. It's going to come through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I've got to allow that to happen. I've got to allow the Holy Spirit to take the Word of God and cycle it through my life. That's the present. The passive voice. The present tense means that this is a continuous process. That listen, putting off the old man and putting on the new man is a continuous process. Why? Because I'm trying to get to a place where it's less me and more Christ in me. That it's less me and more Christ. Listen, you can keep an account on yourself. See how much of your life is filled up with you and how much of it is filled up with Christ. Ask the person next to you that spends most of the time with you if you want to know. You don't want to know, do you? But if you want to know, ask your honey. If you really want to know, but listen, you really don't want to know, you're never going to ask her probably. Or ask him. So, you have a continuous process. Putting off the old man and putting on the new man is a continuous process. Passive voice, it is done. It is done by the grace operating assets that God has given me, by the filling ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cycling the Word of God through faith in my life. It's done by divine assets given to me. It's not by, I don't have to conjure up this. If I was in psychology, I'd have to conjure it up, but I don't. I have divine assets. And this is very important to you and I. Now listen to me. Transformation, there's two goals. Now I'm about to give you a break. So you have a cup of coffee to donate and get hyped up so I can have another 30 minutes with you. Listen, two goals of transformation. There's two goals. When we come back second half, I'm going to go into mechanics. I'm going to go in to break this thing down of how it actually works. Two goals. There's two goals that God has in mind for transformation. One is Romans 8. Look at Romans. Listen to this. I mean, you probably know this, but 8:29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. Colossians 1:15. Listen to Colossians 1:15. Jesus Christ is the visible member of the Godhead. He is the visible member of the invisible God. He is the visible image of an invisible God. That's Colossians 1:15. 2 Corinthians, the third chapter, verse 18, we're to be transformed into this image. Transformed into this image. And it's done with divine assets, not human, divine asset. The ministry of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Word. Walk in the Spirit, walk in the Word, cycle it by faith. But there is a processing in that. That when there is conflict in that, you've got to take off that conflict. You've got to take off that thinking that causes conflict. You ever notice how you have conflict in the same areas over and over and over and over and over again? You're arguing about how the kids are being raised. You're arguing about how the dog should be. You're arguing about how this is done and how that. It's constant. You know why? Old man thinking. You have a viewpoint. That's not divine. If both of you got a divine viewpoint, you're on the same page. And the things that you're on the same page with, you don't have a problem with. You go to the Lord in prayer, you set your mind on things above, not on below, and you'd be surprised how smoother things go when you do that. So, you have all of this processing. The primary goal is to get rid of you so that Christ can shine, so that the image of the visible image of an invisible God can be manifested through this mobile temple that is being moved around everywhere God so desires. A mobile temple. And when you enter this temple, when you come in contact with this temple, which is Naos, where God dwells, you're going to find God. you're going to find God in this mobile unit of clay. You're going to see the image of Christ and not me. Are you there? Are you there? You know how you're there? Other people see it. You will know it. You will know it's there. I'm content. I'm at peace. I'm not pushing my agenda. I'm not pushing my will. I'm not pushing my deal. I'm pushing His. It's not that I don't push one. I push His. Are you there? That's what we're talking about. So that's the primary goal, is to get you out of the way, get the Lord in. Let His light shine. Let His image be visible, not yours. And the secondary goal is to bring you, by the renewing of mind, to bring you a place where the directive will of God is premier, and nothing, I'm going to allow nothing in my life to distract from that function in my life. Allow nothing. I'm going to come to a place where it is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. See, that's processing. So, he tells us in Romans 12 that we need to stop doing this. We need to, Colossians 3:1, we need to set our mind. Now listen to what he says. He says, and in these you once walked when you were living in them. The word living, point three, the word living is zeo, but it's an imperfect tense. Imperfect tense means you kept on. This is something that you wouldn't break the cycle of. You had a bad behavior that was affecting your walk with the Lord, and you wouldn't correct it. You wouldn't correct it. See, you once walked, but listen, you know why? They didn't have the divine assets. They didn't have the grace, divine assets. They didn't have assets. They walked in as unbelievers. They didn't have choice. They had to deal with what they had within their own right. But listen, he says, and he put it in the imperfect tense. Listen, and what did that do to it? It enslaved them. And there was no way out. They were imperfect tense means you were in prison. You couldn't get out. Then he turns around and says, but now you put them aside. And he puts it in the imperative. Put them aside. He puts it in the aorist imperative. Put them aside. We talked about it earlier. Because you know why? You have the power, because now you have God's grace operating assets available to you for you to be absolutely successful. Absolutely successful in this transformation. It's all based on what He's willing to give you and you're willing to accept. Very important.
This is the end of Part B of this study. Please select Part C to continue.